It's now 29 minutes past 7 o'clock, and we welcome our first guest of the morning show to the studio. It's welcome back to Rainmaker Marketing Director Stefan Buerter. Lovely to see you again on a Monday morning.
Hello, Dave.
Kinda
always great to be here.
Brightens up the studio. Now, Steph, last time we spoke, we sort of touched on the fact that you guys had been involved in creating the Rainmaker Marketing Property Market Report, focusing on key areas of interest in the country. Let's unpack that a little bit more today, because astonished to a degree a lot of folk listening who were beginning to feel that the South African economy was not conducive to growth, particularly in the property sector and particularly in KZN. And you came out with some really interesting facts about, well, the fact that there's been development on the Transnet front that's increasing rail freight, and the fact that one of the terminals at the harbour, privatized terminal, is really putting out a tremendous amount of positive sentiment into the marketplace. So these are two drivers, but there's much more. So let's look at expanding on that today. What areas did the report concentrate on?
Cool. Yeah, Dave, I mean, I think just to take a step back there too in terms of reports, I know I was here a couple of weeks ago. We spoke about the report that we done on that Umhlanga and Umhlothi area, and then also mentioned at the time that one of the inspirations behind this was actually us seeing an entity or company doing it in South Florida, where they'd focused on the Miami region. And that almost became the sort of the industry benchmark in terms of insights and facts and data that helped inspire people when it came to property decisions, both from developers and end users. And because of the fact that we are so data focused and we've got our own dedicated market research team who helps developers deep dive into their product, we really felt it was such a massive opportunity to separate facts from sentiment and emotions and all the other different things. And obviously sentiment's a very key component to market. So we've spoke about pockets of excellence. Our first report we did was on the North Coast, which was about 18 months ago. Since then, we've done various different regions in the country. But this particular area focused on what we call the KZN North Coast. And it's very much, it's three different regions as far as the deeds office is concerned. So the one area is Ballito, which effectively is from Zimbali into the southern end of Zimbali, all the way through to the southern edge of Zimbiti on both the eastern and western sides of the N2. And then there's a new area from a deeds office perspective, which is called Kwadakuz NU. And it's not Kwadakuz as in Stanger, as a town. It's the area that largely sits on the western side of the N2, which is a lot of the emerging states, Springvale, Lalela, Fairview, Palm Lakes, and then it's also got Ballito, funny enough, Ballito Village, which actually sits within Ballito. It's quite a big component of it, but that also falls into Kwadakuz NU. And it's very interesting because a lot of those newer states on the western side are sort of driving a lot of growth in that particular area. And then there's Salt Rock, which probably is the star performer at the moment, driven by a lot of the newer states, Seaton, Zulami, Lenny, all the guys you've spoken about. And that pretty much is from Zimbiti north to as far as Tinley Manor.
So let's talk about, because well, these are the areas that we focus on in terms of our FM coverage. And why don't we take a look at some of the growth trends that you're seeing on the North Coast in terms of the Ballito and the Salt Rock area and the Guadaguza new areas. And with that, because we have to, I suppose it's fair enough to say that there are positives and negatives. Let's look at both.
100%. And that's the big thing about these reports, not there to put these rose-tinted glasses on and to say that everything is super, super positive. The reality is the market has had an impact on the property market across the board, and we've seen it again here on the North Coast, where transfer stats across the board are down from 2 years previously. The interesting thing is that area like Salt Rock's actually up, but the area as a whole is down. But the biggest thing, I guess, the positives that you're looking at is everyone's always asking, is the area sustainable? Population growth indicates that we're seeing 200 families per month moving into the area across those three different regions, which is very significant. And sure, we see it. We see it here in the shopping center. We see it in the beaches and so forth.
And does that trend continue?
Yeah, it's continuing. It's pretty stable. So now that we've brought Kwadakuz NU into the overall estimate, it does pump those figures up quite a bit. But yeah, that is definitely on the increase. And interesting, if you look since 2011, so we cover stats across the board. So Salt Rock's seen a 645% increase in population. Belita has seen a 504% increase, and then I think Kwadekuza NU is just under 400%.
Wow.
So those are really key things. And interesting is it's very diversified in terms of the type of buyers. You've got retirees, you've got first-time buyers, you've got mature, established families, you have people who are upgrading from rental into sale. So it really is quite diverse, and I think it bodes really, really well. And we'll touch on infrastructure, but again, the challenge is there. We all know. We're not oblivious to the fact we've had infrastructural challenges in the area. We've had traffic congestion. We've had power. And again, it's very important that we take that into consideration because those are key things. But then there's so much driving that infrastructure at the moment, which is also quite really positive and we've outlined that quite carefully or in more detail in the report.
Do we have an idea of what the total number of permanent residents on the, if you collectively add those three areas of interest together, what is the sort of figure we're looking at now?
Dave, you said it's in the report. I don't have it on me at the moment, but it is definitely, that information is all in the report population-wise.
Okay, because that's an important... We tend to underestimate the permanent resident population of the region now.
Yeah.
Because it has grown considerably, and the last available official figures are a best-case scenario thumbsuck. So that report will be really, really interesting to look at. Is there momentum ongoing to support the development that we're seeing? Because, as you've quite rightly said, there is a lot of development. And although the 200 families relocating to the region every month would seem to indicate that there is enough forward thrust, is this likely to continue?
Yeah, great question. So if you look at the sales numbers across the board, you'll see the sales numbers in terms of volume, in terms of sales volume, and in terms of number of units. That is down from 2 years previously. The best sort of period where I think there was about $5.5 billion in transfers done across the entire region was 2 years back. But that was prior to us seeing pretty high interest rate spikes. It was prior to a lot of the challenges we had in the province. And so I think we've got to be realistic, is that the fact that the numbers are down isn't necessarily a factor of the market not being sustainable here. I think the thing of sustainability is driven by two things. It's about stock, number one. It's very interesting. If you look at an area like Kwadekuza NU, their stock has increased by 47%. Since 2021, so in a four-year period, which is quite significant. So you obviously need new stock to come in, and that's the estates I spoke about, Fairview, Springvale, Lalela, all the rest. And then you've got to look at the mix of buyers, and that's quite diversified based on the product that's being brought into the market, which is a really good thing. And then you've got to look at, are estates currently performing? I mean, we spoke the other day about Salt Rock City. They did 110 residential sales or land sales in one weekend at a certain price point, which just showed the massive gap. And then you look at the top end of the market, the Seatons of the world, where the most expensive piece of land is $15.5 million, which is hugely significant. That's as expensive as you're going to find anywhere in the country in terms of value. So there are some really, really good positives there to imply that not only is there more stock to support demand, but also that the demand is there.
And if you were to compare the value opportunity between the gated estates and the freestanding or freehold residential property, where is the investor most likely to get bang for the buck?
Listen, I think we know that there is huge value outside of estates in terms of price points and people who are here for lifestyle and so forth. But there's no doubt that the demand and the value creation is leading into the state. So it's always interesting for us when we compare the value of properties in estates versus those out of estates. And obviously in estates, you get the benefit of security, facilities in one address. You've spoken about all these different things, community and so forth. But if you look at sectional title properties, the value of a sectional title property within an estate in Belita is 64% more than outside. And in Kwadekuza NU, it's 38%, in Salt Rock, it's 62%. And it's quite a similar trend we see within homes within estates versus homes outside of estates. Yes. And it is a key component. And then you look at like a Salt Rock, for example. It's quite interesting because their volume of sales in the last year was 665 transactions versus 552 the year before, which is a significant shift. And that is largely driven by investment into the larger estates from St. BT North.
Now, the data that you've collected in the report, what makes it so important for buyers and developers to have access to this data?
I mean, I think it's probably more relevant in KZN, where sometimes we get sidetracked by the challenges we have at municipal level, the challenges we have in terms of weather and all the different factors, political challenges, and then all the other things, the macro factors in terms of interest rates and so forth. And sometimes we've got to be able to take a step back and say, okay, cool, what is the data saying versus what are we feeling and what is everyone saying around a braai and when you bump into them in the street. And the key thing for me is that sentiment needs to be driven by facts. And so often it's driven by emotion, and sentiment in turn has a huge impact on the property market as a whole. And for us to take a real step back and to look at trends, data, and all the rest to allow buyers to make informed decisions. Should they be buying? Should they be selling? What does that look like? And also for property developers, is now the time to go? Is enough depth of demand? And all of those factors have a big influence in terms of stimulating economic growth, stimulating employment, and obviously development and so forth.
So clearly the information contained in the report is of vital value, surely, use, absolutely. But things change constantly, and I'm wondering, does the report get updated regularly, or is it a once a year annual type thing?
Yeah, so it's a good point. So what will happen is we'll do the report, which is pretty high level for your man on the street and so forth. And then obviously for property developers, we will continue to nail down into specific information that they require. And that's when we do independent studies for property developers and for stakeholders and retailers and so forth. But we will probably make sure we do this report once a year. So it'll probably be pretty much as we are now, going into second quarter of each year. But through our blogs and through our content, we'll continue to try and provide guys with updates in terms of what's happening within the area.
And for anyone listening to this wanting to get hold of the report, how do they access it?
Yeah, so we would encourage people to become a subscriber to Raymaker Marketing Database. You get all the updates, those blogs and so forth. But right now you can go to raymakermarketing.co.za, you can download the report, you can also go into our different social platforms and get access from there.
And is it freely available?
It's freely available. And that was our whole thing, is we really wanted to make it something that helps drive the understanding of the area.
Wow, rainmakermarketing.co.za. And that information, all of it, is available for you right now. And a huge thanks to Steph Buerta, who is the marketing director, or the director of Rainmaker Marketing, a lovely organization that you've created, if I can say that, with a smile on my face, because clearly the information that you're bringing to the market is driving informed decision, and informed decision is important for sustainable growth. We're all looking forward to a brighter future. We're hoping the winds of change are blowing in the right direction, and I think they are. We had a conversation with Attorney Gavin Steinhobel from Kloppers on last Wednesday, and he was saying, wow, suddenly the switch has been hit. It's like day and night. The property transfers that they are putting through at the moment are very encouraging. So I would imagine that right now we're on a wave, and long may that continue. But we'll be staying in touch with you, if that's okay,
because I'd love to.
Clearly we have a strong interest in matters local, and Rainmaker Marketing in terms of property is absolutely finger on the pulse. So once again, our special guest, Rainmaker Marketing Director Steph Buerta, thanks for joining us. This will be up as a podcast very shortly. If you've only just joined us, so you'll be able to get the full interview at your discretion and at your leisure. Thanks again, Steph.
Thanks so much, Dave. Thanks for having me.
And the morning show continues.